just put it to the test. Leave the rest, cause you're riding with the best. This right here is proven for success. So rule three.
Welcome to the Rule 3, the breakdown edition.
There's nothing you can do, so just to rule three. System will make you feel brand new. Your dreams must inspire you. So let's do rule three,
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rule 3, the breakdown edition. As always, I'm your host. I'm Too Legit. See, so we're just about. I want to be a baller, but I'm not that good. Right. Also, joining us, as always, B3 Exponent. He's singing.
Yeah. That's the hardest beat ever, man. And then you go with a little Exponent 5. Do you remember?
Also joining us for the first time in a long time, Mr. 315.
Woo!
Da-da!
Oh, that's John Cena, baby. That Thugonomics.
I knew that sounded familiar. All right, also joining us is Rocky.
Glorious. No, I won't give in. I won't give in till I'm victorious. And I will defend. I will defend.
Rocky. And last but not least, the special guest for the second week in a row, Smoochie. We're getting them random songs from Smooch.
Look, man, I'm just glad to, you know, be a part of it. I get it. Man.
We're glad you're here, man. Hey, shout out absolutely. What you do. Shout out your podcast.
Your handle and everything.
Oh, yeah, man. Shout out to everybody that helps listen to the Legion of Greatness Network. You check us out on Facebook, Legion of Greatness Radio Network, man. Thank y'all. Over 20,000 worldwide listeners, man. Shout out to the Herb Nerve himself. I call him Mr. ESPN. Helps me do it. Baller's Life podcast on Wednesdays.
And let's go into rant of the week. All right, Mr. Too Legit.
All right. This is my rant of the week. All the people out there, all you boxing purists, everybody who says that this Conor McGregor Floyd Mayweather fight is going to be the ruin or the downfall or making a laughing stock of boxing, you're a joke yourself. I'm sorry. I hate to say it to you, but boxing already was a joke. It's been a joke for 10 years. Nobody cares. I'm sorry to say it. Don't rip on these guys. You know what? Conor McGregor is actually doing you a solid. Because guess what? If Conor McGregor can somehow knock out or beat Floyd, I mean, he's got to knock him out. He can't beat him in points. That's not going to happen. If he can knock out somehow, miraculously knock out Floyd Mayweather, you're going to have more dudes from the MMA who are actually popular want to come and try out your sport and actually bring attention to it. I know it's not fun to say, and I hate to say it because I'm sure there's some boxing fans in here, but your sport it's been played out for like a decade, bro.
Yeah, that's a good rant, man, because I just want to ask everybody this. Name the last good boxing match you saw.
I saw Errol Spence Jr. win the welterweight title. And that's a good up-and-coming fighter. But it's all in the welterweights. It ain't in, like, the light heavyweights or the heavyweight division.
The heavyweights.
It's really all the
I like watching Tyson Fury. He's all right. I like watching him. He's a pretty fun fighter. I got nothing for you, bro.
But great fights? No, there hasn't been.
That Canelo Alvarez Triple G match.
That's going to be a good fight.
The last most memorable fight I have seen was Mike Tyson, Lance Lewis. That was the last one.
That wasn't a good fight, though.
A fight that would make you say, I'm going to pay my $90 for pay-per-view. I'm going to watch
one,
this.
Right, that was one I watched. Mm. And I mean, you know, that was the last one. I mean, but that was even. But that's. Boxing's a heavyweight game. I mean, there's no heavyweights. No. That's where people pay attention is when there's a good heavyweight.
In the early 2000s, boxing was at its
peak. Now, they haven't had that.
Floyd Jones. That's what I'm saying. Floyd Mayweather, Bernard Hopkins. All these great names, Lennox Lewis, defending champ, and it's died. And you know, the rigged goddamn scoring.
The second most corrupt elite federation behind FIFA is boxing
by far.
I mean,
it ain't even close after
that. NCAA is right there, too. There's three.
Well, Manny Pacquiao, I know, is rigged by now.
I mean, Ricky Hatton and Floyd Mayweather was a good fight. I enjoyed that fight. Very good fight.
The build-up was a good fight. Was it Triple G or Canelo that fought Floyd?
It was Canelo.
That one was entertaining. Okay.
The Triple G fight's going to be good, but who's he fighting against Triple
G? Triple G and Canelo Alvarez.
That's going to be good. The problem is, after that, who else you got?
That's it.
I mean, what else you got in boxing?
It's all the welterweight.
What does make UFC entertaining for a lot of people.
I thought y'all were mad at me for saying that.
No, man.
I'm a boxing fan, but I mean,
I'm happy these guys are out here getting paid. Like, Conor would never make this kind
of
money.
Who's that old stuffy white guy on ESPN? Because that dude, he got
Tony Atlas.
He got shut up, man. I get it. You don't like that. You don't like Conor McGregor and stuff, and you're pissed off right now. Yeah,
because he's a boxer. What does it?
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
But what does it do though? I mean, here's the problem with this whole thing, this circus, because that's all it is. It's a circus. All right?
I'm gonna laugh my ass off when it's a good fight.
It's not going to be. Everybody has said the videos you watch of Conor. It's been horrible.
It's been bad.
Yes, that dude was shadow boxing in his house and looked like garbage.
But no, he's not a boxer. You can't. It's like me going out and playing against Tiger Woods at a golf course.
I don't know. I'm gonna get my ass kicked. Or, I don't know. I'm going to.
I can't go out and beat Lee Trevino. You know, and he's 80. I couldn't do it. You know, I know Stu got or other people said they could, but I'm like, dude, you can't just go and do something else. Now, if it goes UFC fight, Gregor would kill him.
He'd beat him in 15 seconds. Right.
This is not going to be a good boxing match.
McGregor's going to get picked.
Did you
see the size of the ring they were in? You got to chase Floyd all over that ring?
Yeah.
Hey, I was hearing a stat the other day. The last fight Mayweather had, I think the guy landed one punch in his face.
Manny Pacquiao?
One. No, it was before that. Not even Pacquiao.
I mean, Shane,
but it was one before that.
Shane Mosley stuck him pretty good.
But he hit him. Usually, he doesn't even get hit in the face.
Yep.
Somebody said that McGregor will not touch him in the face
Max
one time.
Max Kellerman said he wouldn't hit him
and
at all.
And I believe it.
I believe I'm going to be honest with you. The last good fight that Floyd Mayweather had was Zab Judah.
That was a good fight, too.
And Zab Judah ran out of gas.
And Zab had some of the fastest hands. That's what I was going to say.
Mosley did, too, when they fought, too.
Mosley ran out of gas, too. What Mayweather does to people. He wears people out. After he makes you throw punches and miss, or hit you in the body,
he's so crafty.
And then he goes the distance.
You don't notice when they clinch, he's grabbing the back of your head. He's laying his elbow on the back of your shoulders, making you have to come out of that. That makes you
I don't think he's going to wear out Conor because
are you crazy?
No, because wrestling on a mat is way more exhausting.
It is how
than standing in boxing.
How many rounds in UFC?
Five.
Okay, how many minutes?
5 minute rounds.
Okay. 12-5. I mean, dude, it's a lot.
There's a lot of standing around in boxing.
No, there's a lot of. It's not as easy as he thinks it's going to be.
No, and
I'm just telling you.
I agree. Floyd is going to move a lot more than Conor is, and Conor's going to be like, Conor's just going to stand there and let Floyd punch him in the face and just wait for one time.
That's the only chance he has. This fight will be over when Floyd decides it's over.
That's why I'm glad they put in the stipulation where Conor can't kick, do any MMA moves, because he's going to get frustrated.
Right. He's going to get over-frustrated.
Because real boxers get frustrated with Floyd.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
you see it on their face.
Yeah. That's all I'm saying. It's real boxers can't land a punch.
There
on
was
him.
A boxer.
You
who
think
just,
Connor's about to hit him?
Yeah, there was a boxer that just came out and said that he was helping with a sparring session for Conor McGregor, and like a no name unranked dude who was trying to help him knocked him out.
Yeah,
in Conor, a sparring session.
That's what I heard. That's the rumor going on. That Conor got knocked out in sparring.
They don't need to let this man spar nobody. Just get him in.
Look,
there to look
Conor
like
McGregor, like Conor McGregor, is just doing this because it's a. Check.
You know what? Check. You could write me $50 million. I would let Floyd Mayweather beat me in the face all night. Just
like those old school Tyson fights.
But no, I mean.
Floyd's a great counterpuncher, too.
Right.
He's like Connor said. Him, he's tagging him. Worth.
As much as I would love McGregor to beat Mayweather, it's not happening.
Nope.
And it's not going to even be pretty. It's going to be ugly.
Hey, athletes, if you out there, if you're listening, if you want to beat on your women and continue in your sport, go to UFC or boxing. They seem to not care at all.
UFC is a little more strict than
Floyd boxing. Mayweather's been convicted multiple times
for
domestic violence.
But UFC, Dana White is a lot.
Oh, no,
he's very strict. Yeah, you could go to like Bellator and do all that crap.
Wait a minute. The War Machine, in case you didn't see, he got convicted for life.
Yes.
For what he did. So.
But if you go to the NFL. No. You better get that off your brain.
The NFL is the spot for that. Actually, honestly,
right.
Sad.
All right, you don't I thought my take was gonna be a little controversial.
No,
like,
no,
what?
Man, I'm glad you spoke on that, man. Because boxing sucks.
No, I call this a spectacle too. I mean, I call boxing. You know, it's been dead for the last 10 years.
But that's the thing; it's the people that are like.
But this fight's still a damn spectacle.
This is gonna hurt the sport. I'm like, y'all can't hurt the sport anymore than the only reason that this is going to hurt boxing. It's because that there's a real boxing match on like a month later, and it's going to take away from that. That's the only reason it hurts boxing.
But Spanish guys and everybody in Triple Green's country is going to have that.
Here's
fight.
Why yes, it right. may hurt. If McGregor somehow, miraculously, something knocks him out or knocks him down, it's going to hurt the sport. Because people will be like, oh, you mean this guy can just come into boxing and knock out?
Crossover like that?
Yeah, a crossover guy. Like, come on, man.
Oh, there's
if
gonna
he
be
does.
Some, there's going to be some fat dudes in the UFC who can't make it.
It's the same thing.
They're going to come over there and try
to box. It's the same thing as in wrestling. People, James Ellsworth think, oh, I can go wrestle, you know, just because I'm an independent guy. I'm just saying.
Yeah, no,
that's
what
people
saying.
Do. Anyway, let's go into your questions.
All right, we're going. So my question is this.
We're saving ACC.
Okay. I thought that said save all, and I was like, that's an odd thing to say. What the hell you talking about? All right. So all my questions this week are about football. It's in every division like I do every week for the past, like, month now. This one we're going to kind of do rapid fire. You can chime in a little bit with your takes, but mostly it's just rapid fire. It's all about the rookies. All rookies, all divisions. We're going to start in the AFC South. Basically, the question is, which rookie has the biggest impact for their team? And this is probably the hardest. The AFC South is like the hardest one. Deshaun Watson, Leonard Fournette, Corey Davis.
Leonard Fournette.
Corey Davis.
I say Deshaun Watson.
Corey is going to come in right away, and Mariota is going to be trying to throw this kid the football all the time.
Hopefully not force on the ball.
Who you got 3-1-5?
I like Deshaun Watson, man.
Thank you.
I hope he starts, man.
I think he will. I think after 4 weeks, he sits there and watches, he going to play after that.
He'll be put him in. By week three or week four, he'll be starting.
I disagree. I think Tom Savage is actually going to start all season.
The whole season?
Really? Yeah. I mean, actually, for Deshaun Watson, that's actually the best thing.
I think he's going to play. I don't think Bill O'Brien's going to rush him out there. And I think they'll be okay with who they got. So I think
it's just hard when you trade up
for
to
me,
get somebody.
Exactly. It's Corey Davis. Sitting. To me, the best receiver coming in this year is Corey Davis. All right, that guy is a monster. You never see him play. He is a monster.
Corey
Everybody
Davis is pretty
that
good.
Has said they played against him at Michigan, Western Michigan, mm-hmm. they said he's the best wide receiver they've seen come out in the last 10 years.
On the Fournette thing, I know you said Fournette, you kind of got left on an island. Fournette probably has the most talent.
Yep.
But I think that he actually has – there are actually better running backs on that team right now. I think T.J. Yeldon.
Yeldon and Chris Ivory.
I think he's going to split the time.
They're good enough to beat him.
I mean, here's the thing. Fournette, he has the name. He has the versatility. Chris Ivory, T.J. Yeldon, he's an injury away. he underachieved last year.
Yes.
He underperformed, like 2.8 yards a game. Chris Ivory, he's only good for the goal line.
Yep.
So they're going to hopefully they really utilize Shoelace Robinson and Fournette.
Denard Robinson?
No, he got cut.
He got cut?
Got released. Because he was trying to make the Bills.
They got a lot of running backs on team.
Yeah, they got, mad running backs.
All right, so it tied between Corey Davis and Watson.
Now, I will say I think Leonard Fournette's going to have the best career of the three of those. When things
we'll
are
see. Corey Davis.
I would say no, Corey Davis.
I think Fournette's going to have the best career.
I would say
Corey Davis.
I think Deshaun
I think
Watson's
Corey Davis
end up having the best career, especially when he gets his turn, because Deshaun is a winner.
We don't know what we're talking about.
Anymore. I don't know about that.
All right, NFC South. O.J. Howard, Christian McCaffrey. Lattimore, I can't. Is it Marshawn Lattimore?
It's Marshawn.
Is it Marshawn? Because I was going to say Marcus Lattimore.
It's Marshawn.
Lattimore or Tank McKinley.
That's what I wanted.
This is easy.
It's O.J. Howard.
Yeah, O.J. Howard by
It's Christian
down.
McCaffrey.
It's O.J. Howard.
I'm going Howard. And Howard.
Because, first of all, McCaffrey is not going to stay healthy all season. All right, he'll be hurt. I'm surprised he's not hurt yet.
Wow.
He'll be hurt by week
two. I'm going to go McCaffrey.
Good for you.
I'm going to go McCaffrey.
It's OJ.
All right, explain yourself.
please do. Please explain this McCaffrey thing.
McCaffrey's, they're going to use him in so many places.
From the backfield to the
slot. They better. That's the best way to get production out of him.
Can I go one name and counter? It is Mike Shula. Some way he will screw this up.
I just think with
– I got a better – I actually think that the Samuels kid will end up having a better year than Christian McCaffrey.
Too. I like him. And McCaffrey's going to return punts and kicks, too.
That's the best thing he's got.
McCaffrey's going to be, like, all over the place on
I'd
offense.
Be willing to bet you that Samuels Sproles ends up with more touchdowns than Christian McCaffrey at the end of the year.
I think Samuels will have more touchdowns.
I think O.J. Howard, they just – there's so many weapons in Tampa right now. He's going to get lost in the shuffle.
Yeah, he's that tight end. He loves
Cameron Brake's about to get replaced.
And Alabama never
fast.
Threw him the ball until the national championship game.
Right.
But
right.
he's getting ready to get it this year.
Jameis Winston loves tight ends.
Yep. And then Cameron Brake's still down there, too.
Yeah.
So.
I'm telling you, you remember last time he had a good tight end at Florida State? That was
your guy that Nicholas, called everything.
No, Nicholas's grandson.
Yeah, the
white guy.
Yep.
His name's Nick O'Leary.
Nick O'Leary. Thank you.
He plays for Buffalo.
Right. Speaking of
Does Tampa Bay still have Vincent Jackson?
Yep. Yes. Yep.
Yo, they got too many weapons.
Well, no, Deshaun, he's getting ready to sit on the bench. Deshaun Jackson's
starting. Yes, Deshaun Jackson.
Yeah, there's Deshaun Jackson, Mike Evans.
And
then you got Vincent Jackson.
Tall receiver they got out there, too. Not Vincent Jackson, that young kid.
Shepard.
Shepard.
No, he signed in Carolina, I thought.
Was it? They got somebody else.
And they got O.J. Howard and Cameron Brake.
Yeah.
And they've got a slew of running backs that are all garbage.
Right.
I mean, that's the truth.
Jacquizz Ward.
So he'll be spreading that. Winston will be spreading that ball around. And Howard in a lot of red zone situations, too.
Okay. So this is kind of a knock on the Jets. And also, the AFC East does not have a lot of high-profile rookies in it. It just doesn't. The AFC doesn't have a lot of high-profile rookies. So here's basically, and this is a shot at the Jets. Because Jamal Adams will be on the field a lot, because the Jets are going to play a lot of defense.
Absolutely.
Does he have the best chance of winning Defensive Rookie of the Year?
Might as well.
In the East? Or
Oh, yeah. Just total. He's going to win Defensive
Rookie.
Jamal,
take advantage of that.
Jamal Adams. He's going to play safety on a team that they're going to throw the ball all over people.
He's going to be out there 70 to 75 snaps a game.
Yeah, man.
Minimal. Yeah.
But young kid, he needs to learn.
Yep. You got to learn.
And when you're on the bottom,
you know where to go but up.
That's it.
He does, man. I think he does have the best chance to be Defensive Rookie of the Year.
All right. So, what's up?
You don't let me answer it?
Well, you went onto the computer and stuff.
No, right? I was trying to look and see who the other rookies was in the AFC.
There's not in the AFC East.
Oh, AFC East?
Trubisky.
Hey, that's the NFC North. And
I'm not there yet. I'm not there.
My fault. Watch your mouths about my Bears. Watch your mouths.
Hold on.
1-15.
Dude, that's 5-11. A good question.
Where's Hooker? Solomon Thomas has a chance.
Malik Hooker at Indy. Watch him.
Solomon Thomas, Myles Garrett, of course, because Myles Garrett's going to get all the pub to start the season, but – Jamal Adams.
That dude's a bust.
You think he's a bust?
Ooh. Bust. Who? Miles Garrett.
Ooh. Miles Garrett.
Ooh. Bust.
Mm. Yeah, I know.
I'm with Warren Sapp. Bust.
No, but watch Hooker at Indy.
No, I like Hooker, too.
I think Hooker could win
the AFC. I was really just trying to take a shot at the Jets. Plus, okay, if you look at the NFC East, there's AFC really East, the AFC East.
No, AFC not East is horrible. He should win that.
All right, NFC East. There's two big rookies there. Taco in Dallas and Jonathan Allen.
Actually, there's three. Derek Barnett, Philly.
I like Barnett.
Everybody loves him.
I like him a lot. I just don't think he's going to be productive his rookie year. That's why I left him off.
I'm going with Taco.
Taco. Hands down, because there's nobody else on the defensive line.
He's going to get all the snaps. He's got to be an impact player for them.
And he's solid on a Madden 2017 Mutt Challenge.
Time out. Awesome. We have been great on Madden for 30 years. All right? And we still – that doesn't mean anything.
But see, I only play Ultimate Team. I don't actually play anything else in Madden besides Ultimate Team. And when they release the rookie cards, that dude was a 98 overall. And he kills it.
No.
Love it.
Listen, with him and with Rod Marinelli as the defensive coordinator, he should be great. He should be really
good. Yeah, he's going to be in a whole lot of schemes. His height. And his length.
Most important thing for him is Sean Lee needs to be there 16 games.
Yes.
What? No. Second most important thing, rookie of the year will be Jalen Smith. Guaranteed. Book it.
Oh, because he's been playing last year.
He's been playing. And everybody's saying how great he looks.
Oh, man. Jalen
Smith and Sean Lee.
From Notre Dame.
Yes.
Yeah. He was injured that whole year.
And that will help Taco even more, having those two guys.
You got to have those linebackers. Right.
AFC North, best rookie. And I actually think this one's just as hard as the AFC South. TJ Watt, who I think could be productive around those linebacking corps in Pittsburgh. Miles Garrett, who obviously is the number one overall pick. John Ross in Cincinnati. And also Joe Mixon in Cincinnati.
It's going to be Joe Mixon. He's going to get carries. He's going to get totes. He might end up being the starting tailback.
Bingo.
And Jeremy Hill and Gio Bernard, one of y'all gone. Both of y'all might be gone.
Gio Bernard's going to be sitting on the bench. Jeremy Hill's going to be doing goal line stuff. And Joe Mixon's going to be running
getting the ball
up
the
and down that
field. I'm going to go Watt.
But I'm going with TJ Watt.
I'm going with Watt. Bring that defense back.
I'm going with TJ Watt also. Joe Mixon, I don't know how much he's on play. Hey, by the way, did y'all know who his mentor is in Cincinnati?
I saw Pac-Man.
Pac-Man Jones. Week two, he'll be suspended.
He took him to the future concert?
Yeah, he'll be suspended.
Because that's where a dude smacking people around needs to be at a future concert.
Right?
Right.
Just stay out.
Popping Molly and Percocets.
The girl was happy, though.
Yeah.
She looked like she was happy.
Having a good time.
But, yeah, TJ
Watt. So, what do you say? We said TJ Watt.
I think he's going to be great.
You said Joe Mixon.
I think Joe Mixon.
I like Joe Mixon, too. I do, too.
Yeah, if you need a hit a woman.
Like, TJ Watt's playing behind a lot of linebackers in Pittsburgh. And
he's
going to get lost in the rotation.
He's going to start it right outside.
He's starting, outside.
Because Bud DePree's going to be on the left.
Are y'all just taking it because of the last name?
Huh?
Are y'all just taking it because of
No. It's a good situation for him.
Because, listen, you got Chiefs here. You got Bud DePree on the other side. You got good defensive young players.
And he
he's going
in,
to play.
And he's going to be underrated. Yeah. And he is talented.
He's very good.
Talented,
you watch him at West. Go watch his Wisconsin highlights. He's good. Yeah. All right, Mr. 315, the NFC North. Mitchell Trubisky. Does he start this season? Will he replace Mike Glennon?
Long neck.
You know what? It depends.
Sorry, I have to have nicknames for this guy. Yeah. He does. His long neck.
He does.
Looks like a turkey.
He went to NC State, man.
I know.
You should rep him.
No, I don't. And here's why. It's because he took Russell's spot because Tom O'Brien said that's the next Matt Ryan.
But he was pretty good. I like him at NC State.
He was like...
Who starts more games?
Yeah. I think Glennon will play more than Trubisky this year.
And then when they're like, 1-13, they'll start Trubisky.
No, he's going to get more wins than Cleveland.
Yep.
That's a good – I like Mike Glennon.
He got 8 weeks.
And we're going 8-8, y'all. So
okay. I'll change the question. Over or under 4 starts for Mitchell Trubisky?
Under.
Under.
Over.
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 Well over.
Well under.
Glennon got 8 weeks.
I'm sorry. John Fox does not play rookie quarterbacks.
And he's on the hot seat like John, hell. John he don't want to add to that.
He's probably not going
to
have that call. They're going to say.
But if you go 0-6 and then you start the rookie, you get another year free.
No, I'm telling you. They will not. Right? He will not be playing that much.
Yeah, all right.
I don't think so either.
He still can't hit a wide receiver in camp.
Who?
Mitchell Trubisky.
Trubisky's been hitting the people on the side.
Oh, yeah, the camera guy?
Yeah, he's been hitting the camera
guy. He's trying, though.
AFC West.
He's a hard worker.
Can Mike Williams be rookie of the year?
Mike Williams in San Diego. He can.
Can he win rookie of the year?
He can.
He will.
Ooh.
He will.
Who's going to win rookie of the year?
Mike Williams.
I am telling you.
Now he's
the
a beast
L.A.
Too.
Rams are going to win the West.
Chargers.
L.A. Chargers are going to win the West and make the playoffs.
Ooh,
I'm telling you.
That's a big
They are making the playoffs, and they're win. That defense and those receivers, dude, if Keenan Allen stays healthy and you add that's Mike Williams, then you add Tonio Gates, Hunter Henry, they got so many options, plus you got Ingram in the backfield. I'm telling you, that's
team. Gordon.
And I keep – he's on defense.
Like I said,
Melvin
last
Ingram's
week,
on defense.
The biggest problem is the guy that's taking the snaps from under the center.
Whoa.
Hey, whoa, no, that's not
Y'all
true.
Talk about Phillip Rivers.
No,
like
I will hurt you.
That man got like nine
hey,
kids to
he's
feed.
Got eight.
Mr. 20
he's got eight. What? He year? Doesn't throw 20 a year. He's dude, when you got the people from the local Y playing flag football as your wide receivers, you try to throw touchdowns. Yeah, I'm being serious.
He needs a line. If the line can actually stand up right along with him.
Keep him upright.
Can you name the last,
got to stand up.
Yeah. Can you name the last good receivers they've had in San Diego that stayed healthy? It's been 20 years.
It's the San Diego curse, man.
What? Now
Vincent
they're in San Diego. They're
in
L.A. now. Times are changing.
Vincent Jackson is the last good receiver that stayed healthy.
That was 20 years ago.
Keenan Allen like three
like
seasons
five.
Ago.
All right, last question. NFC West, better defensive rookie, Solomon Thomas or Hassan Reddick?
Reddick. He's in a better situation.
I actually think Hassan Reddick's going to win defensive rookie of the year.
Wow.
He's on a better defense.
That dude's the next Luke Kuechly.
I like linebackers too, man.
And he throws a better pitch. He throws a good fastball too.
Yeah.
Saw him at the game.
Yeah, I'm going to go Reddick.
Don't let Josh Jackson throw anything.
Did you see what Josh? I saw from San Francisco last year, I don't care how many Solomon Thomases you got on that defensive line.
Yes, he's just
they're bad.
Yeah, he's on another level.
All right, so unanimous, Reddick.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it.
That's it for your
first
question.
Unanimous. That's what's right. up, man.
Real fast, because I know Mr. 315 is leaving.
Have to get my beauty sleep.
All right,
I understand, Mr. 315.
I'll see you later.
I'll see y'all later.
Thanks for coming out. Next
Facebook,
Monday.
iPeriscope. I'll
see you on Thursday.
Go Noles.
All right, moving on. Let's go into top five real fast. Top five defenses heading into the season.
Number five? Steelers.
Let me pull up. One of y'all go ahead. Let me pull up the teams real fast.
Houston.
Ooh.
I left Houston off my list. Dang. I knew I was forgetting one team. I couldn't remember.
Oh, I'm going to have to move them up because they're –
Y'all doing this on the fly?
No.
Y'all need to do prep work.
I did.
Homework. You send lists out. I make the list. I even got tennis players on here.
You got tennis players too?
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. You spend time doing that.
That's right.
No, I'm trying to think. I do have it. I'm trying to look and see where I want to rearrange this or not. I will go with number five. Ooh, going into the season – I really hate putting this team up there, Giants.
Oh,
I really hate putting them.
They're up good. They got a much improved defense.
That's gonna hurt you. That's gonna hurt your chest later on tonight.
Yeah, it hurts now. Yeah, I don't need to wait.
It hurt just thinking about it.
I hate saying anything with Giants and Feagles. Aints and Feagles. I hate saying anything with them too.
Minnesota, number five.
Right. What you got? Number four.
All right, number four. I got the Carolina Panthers. They play good defense at the end of the year.
They bounce back year for their D.
Yep. All right. I think the corners get – because it's going into. I think the corners are a little more experienced. They're going to be all right. Luke Kuechly's going to be healthy again, hopefully. God, Lord, please don't get another concussion.
Hmm. Yeah, no kidding.
He gets another concussion, it's over for his career.
And that's the scary part is, you know, right. He gets another.
I got Denver.
Hmm.
I had Denver as well at number four.
I got Chargers.
Really?
Absolutely.
You are really on this Chargers bandwagon.
They're
going to
go like 3-13. Last year we did this with the Jags.
Hold on a second. Verrett, they got two of the best corners in the league on their team, Verrett and Hayward. Then you got Bosa. You added another defense in. I can't think of his name right now, but the defense line's better. I'm telling you, they're going to be a lot better than you think. All right, number three.
He didn't go.
No, he did.
I said that.
Oh, okay. Number three, Kansas City Chiefs.
Minnesota.
Kansas City.
Kansas City.
Number two, New England.
Oh, man. I'm going to go Atlanta.
Atlanta has a young, fast
defense.
That's
a young defense. But, I mean.
They get after the.
And they held Tom Brady to 3 points for like.
A while. So they got gassed.
And then that young blood came out. Maybe they're a little older, a little
when
better.
When you call back play calling.
Yep.
It happens.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Houston.
Number two. Houston.
Number one.
It's Patriots.
I got the Broncos, man. They're still the best defense in the league.
I got New England, man.
And then
New England.
And then what puts them over the top is because Bill Belichick and his defense.
You know what's
crazy?
They
playing better than anybody else.
Not one person said the Seattle Seahawks.
Nope.
They fall.
They're not the same.
I know.
They're not the same team.
It's sad. I mean, that's what I'm saying.
They don't get after the quarterback. They don't stop the run well.
You know what it is? When they won the Super Bowl, they had everything intact, and then one person leaves. Now you kind of see the chink in their armor.
Yep.
Another person leaves. She's like,
you got to pick and choose who you're going to pay and who you're not going to pay.
You can say what you want, but when the defensive coordinators leave and the offensive coordinators leave, their team changes.
Yeah.
It happened with Dallas in the 90s when people left. But I'm telling you, they're not the same. And you can throw against them now, so hey.
All right, that is going to do it for this week of the Rule of Three, the Breakdown Edition. As always, I'm your host, I'm Sue Legit, joined by B3 Exponent, Rocky, and the special guest, Smoochie. Thanks for stopping by this week, man.
Catch us later.
Good day.
Peace.